So I'm just going to have everybody share one thing that impacted them on this trip. So please, guys, state your name first so that people know who's talking. Also, if you know your passport number, you can. No, I'm joking. Go ahead, Paul.
Hello.
Hello. It looks like it's on. I don't know. I don't know how these things work. Okay, I'm Paul, and this is my wife Alicia, and this is Stephen. And yes, he did go, for anybody who's wondering. And he did really well, I think. I mean, he can't tell us, but he seemed pretty good and very happy to be there. So, real quick, I'll just share. And mine is from before the trip even started, but when we got the whole breakdown of how much everything was going to cost, and we're sitting there looking at it, and I'm like, oh boy, this is a lot of money to raise, and I don't know if we can pull this off. Like, I don't know if I know enough people. And the Lord really showed us that if he wants something to happen, he'll make it happen. And he provided above and beyond, and people who I didn't think would give anything gave us so much more than I even knew they possibly could. And so it was really incredible just to see how people were so willing to give, and how the Lord provided the monies that we needed and allowed us to have extra enough to get food for Stephen and while we were in Ecuador, and to be able to do all of that and be able to help a couple of the other team members a little bit with some of the support they needed. So that was really a blessing, and just to see how God can work in the things that he wants us to do.
I'm Alicia. The biggest thing for me was the devotional we did down there, which Daniel just talked about, just dwelling with God. And for me, like, in my devos, especially with Stephen now, just I feel like I'm rushing through them and not taking the time to dwell with Christ and be intentional instead of just reading a verse and just not really think about it, going on with my day. It just encouraged me to be really intentional with that time, and then, yeah, find time when I can be just alone with God, and do bigger times. Like that time at La Refugio, we had 4 hours by ourselves with God, and just that, like with a friend, we'd spend a whole day with a friend, but we don't always do that with God.
I'm Jeremy. Patience was definitely a good lesson on this trip. I think we can all agree on that. Just the bus ride, though, I mean, as long as it took and all the different challenges we had, I mean, everybody was just so upbeat. They were having a great time. I mean, it was just so encouraging. I mean, everybody just got along. I mean, all the different games they were playing, everything just kind of encouraged me and kind of kept me going, to be honest with you. And then the VBS time when we were down there with the kids, you know, honestly, I was kind of wondering how it would go with the communication barriers, not being able to communicate that well with them. But it was, you know, it was amazing hanging out with the kids, and they were so excited to see us and the different games and crafts we had for them and the skits the guys did. I mean, the kids were clapping afterwards, and Benji was one of the guys from the camp. He would do all the narrating for us, and he didn't know a word he was saying, but his enthusiasm and his engagement with the kids, you could tell he just had them right there. And I mean, they get done with the skit and the kids are clapping. They were so excited, and it was amazing to see.
I'm Miriam, and seeing God's amazing creation is really impactful and eye-opening, and thinking that the same God who made all of these amazing things loves me personally, and I can dwell with him. And that's just, it's really cool.
I'm Heidi. I'd say one of my biggest takeaways was how God just provided for us and answered so many prayers, whether it was finding food for 30 of us while we were on a bus, not knowing where we were going to eat food, or giving us a place to stay for the night. That was a really amazing answer to prayer. So yeah, just God provided in so many ways.
I'm Abby. I think this is my first missions trip, and it was really, God was just showing me a lot of different things, but I felt like God was teaching me that He is all that I need, and no matter what, He is what will fulfill me, and nothing else can, and that He just loves us all so much, and He's always with us, no matter what.
I'm Micah. Mine is similar to Paul's. It was before the trip. I was still doing classes at the Career Center. I didn't know if I was going to be able to, like, find enough time to be able to work and raise the money, but God pulled through, like, a ton. I got support, like, from a bunch of people really well, and even more than I needed. So it was just such a blessing.
I'm Gordon, and I had a lot of memories down there, but I'll single out one of Aurelio, who was a co-font man there, and just amazing to me how the language barrier didn't hold us back from caring about each other. And we worked well, and just amazing how long I could talk to him, and we had oneness, but we were talking two different languages, but we still had that love for God, love for family. It was amazing to me, and just made me praise God that we can have oneness in Christ with our brothers down there. And there can be a language barrier, but we're one with Him.
My name is Emily. I think what impacted me the most was one of the devotional days talked about Jesus being our good shepherd and how He isn't just our good shepherd when we're obeying Him, but also when we're not. And He still takes care of us, and He cares for our needs like a shepherd cares for his sheep.
I'm Otto, and what really stood out to me was on the work days, we can't understand what a lot of the guys are saying. So we were doing wood, but not how I've ever done wood before. So I felt pretty stupid. And the patience they had with us was cool, and that impressed me.
Hi, I'm Jaron. I'm just really thankful for everybody's prayers that we were able to get down there safely, and just, I guess, really just seeing the unity of everyone while we were doing work projects and VBS, that was able to all go down smoothly, and just, I guess, just seeing the magnitude of God's creation, just like up in the mountains, and being just like, whoa. It's just, He's amazing. It just really stood out to me.
I'm Honor, and one thing I think I learned is a better perspective on rest. Although a lot of the things they asked us to do down there were very difficult, whether they were rock walls or sleeping on an airport floor, hours alone with God and with my brothers and sisters in Christ was really refreshing. I learned a lot, and I hope the patterns and relationships I built down there don't go away.
My name's Titus. One of the things that really stood out to me was the way that our walk with Christ was tied into everything we did, and just looking for how He's in what we did, whether it's climbing a rock wall, leading someone that's blindfolded through a crazy course, that we can relate with our whole life on our walk with Christ.
That before the trip, I was worried if I was going to have enough money, there was a lot of stress involved. And when on the trip, it was much more, it went a lot better than I expected it to go. That's all I know how to say it.
I'm Jonathan, and one thing that really stuck out to me was just walking down the streets in different towns and then in the jungle, just the joy of all the kids around you with what little they have, just they walk up to you and just say hi and try talking to you, even though you can't understand them, but I just found that really cool.
I'm Oliver. Something that stuck out to me, I was reminded of, in the devotional, the first 2 days were, you read Psalms. There was 27 and Psalm 26, which were all about relying on God, that God is a refuge, trusting God, and letting him take care of whenever things go bad, letting him take care of things, and just putting him first. And then on our last day, one of the staff members shared a bit before we got in the zip line, and he ended with one of his favorite verses, which was, "Seek first the kingdom of God." And it, those things combined really challenged my priorities. Where do you put, because it says seek first, not second or third or anywhere else, but what are you putting first? It says seek first and these things will be added to you. Trust to go after God, but leave everything else up to him. It was a challenge and a good reminder of that.
And I'm Daniel, and I think what I was going to say is also just the impact of spending extended time with God is really important. And like Alicia said earlier, taking 3-4 hours, spending the day with him, it's really important for our lives, I think. One other thing I wanted to say is that a couple of people asked me, how was it leading these people and taking care of all these teens in Ecuador? These kids were amazing, and they were super easy to work with, super willing, super just fun to be around. And yeah, I just thank you guys all for blessing me in that way. We want to close here with singing a song we sang in the church down in the jungle, and we did this as a sort of special music for them, and we will do it here for you guys now.
guys. You are dismissed. If you want to ask anybody questions, go for it. Come up and talk to them wherever they are found.